just a little phrase, a little reminder from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The unity of the mystical body, the Eucharist makes the church. Those who receive the Eucharist are united more closely to Christ. Through it, Christ unites them to all the faithful in one body, the church. Communion renews, strengthens, and deepens this incorporation into the church already achieved at baptism. At baptism, we have been called to form but one body. The Eucharist fulfills this call. The cup is blessed, which we bless. It is not a participation in the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it is not a participation in the blood of Christ, because there is one bread. We who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. If you are the body and members of Christ, then it is your sacrament that is being placed on the table of the Lord. It is your sacrament that you receive, that which you are to respond, Amen. And by responding to it, you assent to it, for you hear the words, the body of Christ, and respond, Amen. Be then a member of the body of Christ, that your Amen may be true. And the sequence we were reminded too, and it's kind of beautiful to think about this, and it's heading towards the theme of what I was going to talk about. We talk about, and this is something that even St. Paul tells about, a very unfortunate thing, both blessed for one and unfortunate for the other. Bad and good the feast are sharing. Of what diverse dooms preparing? Endless death or endless life? Life to these and those damnation. See how like participation is with unlike issues rife. Whenever we come to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, we certainly need to discern whether we're in a state of grace or not. It's a beautiful day to come to make some reparation, to make some thanksgiving for the graces received by our Lord. And at the same time, to turn to our Lord, you know, even though sinful we all may be, to turn to our Lord like the good thief, the good repentant thief. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. This is a great grace for each of us to make a prayer of our own. It's a beautiful ejaculation as our Lord is lifted up in the Eucharist, both the body of Christ and the blood of Christ at each consecration. These are words which we can also say, along with the words of Thomas, my Lord and my God. But to ask our Lord, you know, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Acknowledging our own unworthiness to receive our Lord. I remember talking to you once before about, you know, Father Stefano, and this is a little thing that Father Johannes was sharing with us one day in the refectory with the friars, that when we priests celebrate the Mass, we should strive to celebrate the Mass in the least unworthy manner. And you notice the way it's said, it's not in the most worthy manner, because we're never worthy, really. You can't ever approach our Lord and say, well, you're worthy to receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. None of us is worthy to receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. So when we receive our Lord, we want to receive him with a profound humility, and that humility is what wins us our salvation. The profound humility that we find in the good thief, the repentant thief. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The other things that we can reflect about as we reflect about this beautiful gift is, as we've heard already, again, this is a beautiful Mass. For those of you who have missals, I always promote, you know, taking some time to read through the readings, to reflect on them. That sequence is very profound. We didn't actually finish it because they didn't realize that the shorter form is also part of the longer form. So that's why I was kind of trying to hint that to turn the page. It's actually right here. He just stopped a little early. Below the angels, food is given to the pilgrims who have striven. See the children's bread from heaven, which on dogs may not be spent. Truth, the ancient types fulfilling, Isaac bound, a victim willing. Paschal lamb, its lifeblood spilling, manna to the Father sent. Very bread, good shepherd, tend us. Jesu, of your love, befriend us. You refresh us, you defend us, your eternal goodness send us, in the land of life to see, you who all things can and know, who on earth such food bestow, grant us with your saints, though lowest, where the heavenly feast you show, fellow heirs and guests to be. Amen. Alleluia. This great gift which we received in the Blessed Sacrament, you know, we receive our Lord whole and entire. This is one of the things that's also brought out in this theme. To think of our own generosity. This is something, a topic I hit on yesterday. You know, we're talking about that generosity of the widow's mite. But we too can contemplate our Lord's generosity with us in this Eucharist. You know, each time we come to celebrate the Mass, Christ generously bestows himself whole and entire. He gives us the best of himself. And this is something that we have to contemplate as we serve our Lord. And sometimes we're challenged. When we carry the cross, sometimes we become mean. And when I say mean, I don't mean that we're, you know, being, you know, in the sense that we sometimes tease one another, being mean and nasty. But I'm talking meanness in the sense that you don't, you're lacking in generosity. You're miserly, stingy. These are the things that we have to be careful of as we serve our Lord in carrying our cross, to try to carry our crosses generously. You know, as we struggle from day to day in those times, you know, the people that we have difficulties with or circumstances which we find hard to deal with, to try to work generously, remembering that it's our Lord that we ultimately serve. And if we serve him well, we will be well rewarded for all the sacrifices which we bear out of love for Christ. And this is one of the things that we need to contemplate as we continuously come to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, to be mindful at the offering, when the bread is lifted up and blessed, when the wine is blessed, I'm not talking the consecration yet, that we put ourselves on that paten, and we put our works in the chalice. So when the bread and the wine are consecrated, our works too are consecrated with Christ, because we've united our works with his. This is something that Padre Pio encouraged the faithful to do. In fact, one time they asked him why he was having such trouble lifting up the paten and the chalice, and it's because so many people are uniting their offerings with the offerings of Christ. And he used to, with great effort, make two or three attempts before he could actually lift the paten off the altar or lift the chalice off the altar. Let us too unite our prayers, our works, our sacrifices, our crosses with the cross of Christ. Because he's already told us, as we share in that cross and that sacrifice of his, we'll share in his glory. And we already do, even now. He gives us the pledge of that glory by giving himself to us in the Blessed Eucharist. This is heaven on earth. This is what the saints tell us. We have no reason to be jealous of the angels and saints in heaven. In fact, in some cases, some of the saints indicate there's reason to be jealous of us here on earth, because they can no longer work for our Lord, but we can. Their glory is fixed. Ours can still increase. So we still have, even in this life, we're with our Lord already, but he is hidden. There's a beautiful, I like the, and it's actually even, that's another one that's in the sequence, is the Jesus hidden in the Blessed Sacrament. We know on the cross, the divinity is hidden, but the humanity is visible. But in the Eucharist, both divinity and humanity are hidden. Hidden Jesus in the Eucharist, the little phrase of the children in Fatima. It's a beautiful, beautiful thought. Jesus hidden in the Eucharist. He hides himself, lowers himself, abases himself to teach us to lower ourself, to abase ourself. Because if we saw his glory and his majesty, we would greatly fear to approach him. And yet how he condescends to our weakness, to give us courage to approach his sacred table. But even though we approach that sacred table, we should still do so in fear and trembling. As we have already been reminded, all of us may receive, but all of us may not be receiving worthily. And the end of the two who receive is not the same. Those who receive worthily receive the bread of life unto life. But those who receive unworthily receive death This is why we must pray to ask our Lord to give us this grace, like the repentant thief. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom, that we might always worthily receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, and fear that we should offend him when we receive him. May Our Lady come into our hearts. May she help us to love our Lord worthily, to love him as she does, to pay visits to him, you know, as we pass by churches, we drive along our way, to rejoice that we are passing another tabernacle of our Lord, to seek to spend time with our Lord in our lives. May Our Lady help us to appreciate the great gift that our Lord has given to us of himself in the Blessed Sacrament. Praise be Jesus and Mary.